Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. This is the final episode of our two-episode series looking at the importance of hotel meetings revenue. So far, in episode one, we looked at why hotels might not focus on meetings revenue as much as rooms and what are some of the barriers when trying to embrace meetings revenue management. Today, in this final episode, our guests Peter and Mark look at whether revenue managers work with the meeting sales team to maximize revenue, how the staffing crisis is impacting meeting sales, and how technology can support the hotel's efforts to handle inquiries and align those with hotel needs to optimize revenue. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. How much is the revenue management team involved with meeting sales in terms of, okay, aligning? Because if you suddenly had a request for a meeting that was going to take up rooms and you haven't got rooms, but you could maybe shift the day, you know, you want to try and get that balance right. So they mesh together, don't they? To what degree is that interwoven?
Typically is not the right word, but we're known for the fact that we work in silos a little bit in our industry. So we have all our departments, and like Mark said, we have to step into the 2023 year now. And we shouldn't, you know, generalize, because there's a lot of hotels that are doing the right things right. But even then, with doing the right things right, the partnership between these departments, being it sales, revenue, reservations, meeting and events, F&B, I think that synergy is the key. And there is, I must say, the people that we talked to for the last year now, since post-COVID, they are really open. They've realized like, okay, things need to be done. We have to work together. We have to be data-driven. And most of the teams that actually now are open for each other's input, those are also the ones that have the most effective and most productive figures versus the ones that are still in their own silo, not looking at the whole picture.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Mark, you're kind of at the front end of things, I would say, because it's dealing with the sales bit. But before I ask you a couple of questions around that area, because I'm intrigued to know with staffing issues, how people are coping with this. But just picking up on that last question about that aligning sales with revenue management within a hotel. How different is your experience, or is it similar to what Peter's been saying?
No, it's similar to what Peter says. And what I'm interesting about to ask Peter as well on this is, I know also these hotels, you know, who are really taking data driven decisions. Okay, should I take this or should I wait for a better proposal or better inquiry that might come for that specific date? But what's your experience on hotels? Do they refer back, you know, after the specific event date and maybe the meeting space was empty? Do they really look back and see where they missed out, or just do they go ahead? Because that's something. If you don't do that and learn, you know, from the past, then it doesn't make sense.
That's a very good question. And we've seen now that this backcasting, as they would say, that is for the most, there's always levels between hotels, and there's a couple of them that pride themselves and say, we've done the right thing, you know, we don't need to backcast, you know. And then that's the good thing if you have these synergies within these departments, that they question each other. And, you know, so we also, when we talk to them, you know, sometimes say, was it actually, you know, could we have done more? If you see what you've lost or denied afterwards, if you looked at these things, and we have the information in the tool, so you could easily say, date X, we've denied, date X, we have confirmed, but you know, what was the very likelihood of the other ones? And indeed, it's something. I think that's even a step further, Mark. For if you look at what you've been able to do, making the right decision, but the good thing, if you would do that backcasting, this you would learn from your own mistakes, obviously, but also it would give you a trust in whatever system that you're working with, that it gives you the right information. And you know, that trust, I think that's anybody needs that, right? To get on going with any sort of analytics or any sort of BI tool that you would be needing.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. So, Mark, with you at the front end of it, the not the business end of it, so to speak, but dealing, you know, with the sales side and the requests. And as you said, you know, there's a lot of requests coming in. Peter, you highlighted the staffing issues. I mean, what are the challenges you're seeing with the hoteliers that you're working with in terms of how they're having to adjust to the current meetings climate?
Yeah. So, what we see is demand is very high. And we all know, and that's not only post-COVID, but forever, you know, it's always the same dates that are really requested by the clients. And what we know for a fact, and also through research, is that speed of response has a big influence on the conversion. So there's always a lot of pressure on these bank and sales departments, you know, to respond as quickly as possible. But the hard part is, if you get in 50 requests on a day, you know, in your email box, to which one you have to respond first, because which one is the most interesting out of that. So first somebody starts reading all those emails, then have some sort of workflow management technique, usually an Outlook or Gmail assigned to that. And then somebody else starts reading the email again and process the email. So that takes a lot of time, but all those processes are really under pressure right now, since there is often a lack of staff. And if it's not lack of staff in that specific department, then there is a pressure on that specific department to assist in the operations, because they have the customer right in front of them who needs to be served. So they rather take them away from their desk instead of dealing with those incoming RFPs, helping the guests who are in the hotel. So it's more like
They're getting pulled from the sales focus into operations.
Into operations, you know, because the guest in the house is the most urgent one. That's the first priority, and that's by nature of us as OTAs. But if you do that too many, then you get a problem in the near future, because your request will go down because your speed of response is too slow. And you start losing business. So that's more like a vicious circle which we see going on. And especially with the very short lead times now, speed of response become even more important, because if I need a booking next week, the sooner I know I have a location where I can go to with my team, the better, you know, and I'm not interested in anything else anymore.
And I guess in a way, technology obviously can be a great help and a great enabler, but also it can create its own challenges. And I guess historically, where if I was looking to book a meeting, I might have done my research and find 5 or 6 hotels and maybe reach out to them, send an email. Whereas now I know there's solutions you can go to where you just put your details in and that just gets squirted out, for want of a better phrase. Yeah. And so I guess you can be included in an inquiry, even though maybe that inquiry isn't something you want or really relevant. But you've got to respond to that in some way, shape or form.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit about, you know, contributing to what Peter just said. Because there is so much pressure on these teams and impression time response. So what we often hear, if a request comes in and they turn it down, you know, before sending out the proposal, it usually doesn't end up in the system at all. So you miss out all the intelligence from that specific request or demand, et cetera, et cetera. And it also misses out the opportunity to adjust your venue or your offerings to those kind of requests that might be interesting for the near future. Mm-hmm. So there, I think, are two ways two elements we have to take in consideration here. So one, definitely by automation, you know, and that, sure, that's what we do as well. But we can make that process more efficient and process the data in a better and structured way. But I also feel, and I think this is a struggle for OTAs already for many years, is that for somehow we need to find a way to teach the market, you know, to to be clever with time of OTAs as well, because they request a high quality response, preferably tailor-made to what they're requesting. But they have requested their meeting at, I don't know, 15 properties, probably in six destinations as well. So do the math on how many time and resources hotels lose in responding to those requests, which is not giving them any business. And that this is a struggle which is going on already for quite some time.
You seen that, Peter?
Yeah, I think that qualification, you know, we always talk about it, because when it becomes direct, you know, we always qualify very decent. But indeed, the industry also has to learn with these big players that, you know, we cannot waste people's time on just scattering these requests over all of Europe. Because to be honest, if we plan something, we know sort of what the budget is, we know sort of where we want to go, and we also want to sort of know which sort of a venue. We cannot ask, you know, to be in a vacation rental if you ask the Ritz-Carlton. And so in a way, these RFPs, if they are structured in a way, I think it would be fantastic if you could just, you know, put a limit to it and say, I know, I want only three cities with a maximum of three venues, which should be like four-star, whatever it is, instead of the whole shebang that that they get now, and educate them. I mean, I think the clients, they know what they want. I think the one in between, that's the one that should be, you know, shortlisted, educated, or whatever.
I mean, go on.
No, I'm just always wondering, you know, if you get back 15 proposals, do you going to read them all, and do you really going to compare them? What are you going to do with it?
It almost feels a bit like a rush to the bottom. It's like, you know, it's volume inquiries, volume generic responses, no real thought from the client side. No real time or thought spent on responding. So again, does the client then get the kind of response and input that they were hoping to get? It seems like a decreasing circle down to the bottom of quality all the way along, where you are just responding, and there is no strategic thought to what business do we actually want business on those dates? Do we need the business? What kind of business do we want? Does it align with our properties? How do we want to respond to this? It just doesn't seem to be that joined up thinking, or am I being a bit unfair?
No, I think that's true. And obviously, you know, there are many hoteliers out there who take a more sophisticated approach to this and take things in consideration. And I believe there is also a very big difference between the way the strategy of their process is designed, and things they say they do, and what is really be done on the work field itself, because the pressure of the day, you know, obviously you always want your agents to ask that specific upsell question to the customer. But if it's very busy and you still have 20 inquiries for the day, you know, to process, you might want to skip that one by coincidence, you know. And if you really can count it and sit next to them, it's not just one, it's about 80% they're going to skip. And it's not on purpose, but it's just because the work pressure is that kind of high in those in those departments.
Peter, your take?
Yeah, I fully agree. And we were discussing it the other day with one of the hotels that also said, well, maybe we should just, you know, cut off for a week all these big RFPs and just, you know, get on with what we have now. Get all the work done, because there's so much frustration also for the staff when they look at their inbox and there's like 200, 400 mails that have not been answered, that will maybe not be answered. And at the same time, you know, they would have to deliver their figures internally. And putting pressure on, you know, sometimes people that are not as experienced as some others may have been, they get lost and demotivated, and then unfortunately will leave us before they even have shown their full potential. And it's like Mark already mentioned, there's a vicious circle on a lot of fronts, not only on, you know, the data, but also on staffing and on pressure on staffing.
And the funny thing is, we now basically talk about new inquiries, but a large majority of the work in those departments are not even the first inquiries, but it's the conversations that end up afterwards.
Yeah.
And those conversations, you know, for large part exist for two different reasons. First of all, the user, the customer of the hotel isn't always a professional, always fully aware of what they need, what they want to request. So they forgot a lot of information. They received a proposal thinking, oh yeah, we thought about this. But also the inexperience of the agents from the hotel make sure that hotels not always reply the most relevant information, like we just said, which leaves room for questions and open communication. And that takes a lot of time to respond to those, what we call the ping pong conversations around meeting and events. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot to gain, you know, to educate both the organizing part, and obviously there are very professional organizers who really know what they're doing, and it's maybe not so addressing to them, but also to the more inexperienced, but especially educate also the meeting and event staff on the hotel side, you know, to really help the customer in one straight answer instead of in seven emails that you have to type afterwards.
Yeah. It's very true, because we've seen a couple of hotels that face what you just mentioned. You know, they tick all the boxes, and they said, okay, in order to make things easier for everybody, whenever we make an offer, let's not go for these standard packages, but simple things, you know, like without making it super complicated. And they've included also like a small checklist for the non-so-professional event organizers, like office managers working for a certain company and have to take care of the meeting. And that helped, you know, first of all, for the agent, because they know what to ask, but also for the organizer, that they know what is going to be requested or required for them to make that meeting successful. And it's simple things sometimes, you know, you shouldn't come up with a checklist with 100 bullet points, no, but if you have 5 or 10 of them that you can say easily, AV, whatever it is, you know, we all know that drill. But if it's on paper and it's right in front of you, you can sort of hope that these ping pong conversations and emails back and forth, because like you said, Mark, there's loads of them, about nothing, about indeed the AV material or whatever it is. That can be simplified, like we said, you know, simplify the streams of information.
Yep. So just picking up on that, and conscious of your guys' time, so sort of final thoughts. So Mark, to you, where does your solution kind of fit in this process? We've spoken a lot about pain points, so we've spoken about the adoption of technology and how it can be a positive help. Where does your solution fit in this journey?
Yeah, so what we do is we disclose different channels where meeting and request events come in. Think, for instance, your website, but also your email box, which we just discussed. So for the website, we have a tool, like a booking tool, configuration tool, where the organizer can configure their meeting, but really based on the offerings of that specific hotel, and giving a very high qualified lead to the hotel, which is up to the hotel then to take care of. And due to integrations, there is no data entry work anymore, but it's just a click of the mouse. And even you can, some process you can fully automate as well. But usually it's a click of the mouse, and all the data is processed from that inquiry directly into your reservation system, and a proposal is drawn up at the same time.
And
we do the same basically with email. So we read out your email box. We classify all the different emails that come in. And the emails we believe we can work with through our system, like new inquiries, changes, cancellations, etc. We take out all the relevant information, structure that in a proper way, present it to the agent, and with one click, they can process that email directly into the reservation system. So the handling time will go back from, in average, 30 minutes to under 3 minutes, because we do all the data entry work and we structure all the data in a presenting way. So it should create a lot of efficiency, and through some flags, we can also identify, okay, this is an interesting group you should look at first, and this is maybe a returning customer which can be important, so have a look, etc. So we help those agents to prioritize their work as well.
Makes a lot of sense. And Peter, where does your solution kind of sit in this journey? How does that support the hotels?
So we visualize, you know, their data, and instead of, you know, pulling all sorts of reports out of your systems and, you know, reshaping them into Excel to see where are we, first of all, with the revenues that are currently, you know, on the books, options and so forth. And at the same time, because all the data that we pull from the PMSs, we can also visualize decision-making factors that you would normally do on that good old gut feeling, and give the confidence for users to optimize actually their revenue stream within meeting and events, and actually also optimize certain periods within the calendar to see where are the opportunities and where they are like super high to convert more business. And at the same time, we would give them the insights and also the importance of the revenue streams that are coming in through meeting and events. Easy to share and also easy to understand and fast to do.
Gotcha. So from Peter's perspective, you can see what revenues are coming in, what value it has, and where I might need more in key areas, and where I should be charging more, where we've got demand, and where maybe we could be a bit more competitive, where we maybe don't have as much demand. And then from your side, Mark, you're then able to look at that and in a way, sort of you then bring that qualification of the lead. Yeah. So if the people that are seeing the leads are working with the people that are seeing the data, and ideally the one and the same, then you can kind of say, how do these things kind of align that we can be maximizing our revenue and focusing our time and hopefully increasing our conversion and responding to the right requests that fit what we need as a property. Did I understand?
Yeah, definitely. No.
Ideally, and we already spoke about this sometimes, you know, we have a system like ours, and you know, to have some sort of integrated with each other as well, so that for new requests that come in, you can directly add text to it coming from Peter's system saying, okay, something about quality or the potential of a certain lead. Or the other way around, you know, that we can fill Peter's system with relevant data on demand that's coming through the different channels. And so, I think that if you look at that way, that's something where we go to in the near future for the meeting and events landscape. We have to pick up those 20 years altogether get those solutions out there, integrated with each other and really help and offer some consistency to the hoteliers to get their vision on meeting and events to a high level.
And the bonus is as well that, you know, work for the people that work within these departments becomes a lot more fun as well. You know, it's not just typing, you know, because now you hear these keyboards just going like crazy when you enter them. Then you're just clicking off some mouses and out they go. And then they can focus on the real stuff, like you mentioned, you know, the guests that are actually in-house or the one of these organizers that wants to have a coffee with them and not them looking, staring at their mailbox. How do I get these things out? And as such, you know, the job itself becomes also more interesting, and we would also attract more people to our business, because there was one quote, and I couldn't believe it, that said that through COVID, we actually went 10 years back in time when it comes to staffing.
And on top of that, Peter, I think we shouldn't be naive as an industry, you know. Look around us, all kind of new technology with the chatbots and GTP models, but also already for some time going on like Google Home and Siri and stuff like that. the way we book our businesses, you know, and request hotel rooms, but also meetings for the future, will change drastically over the couple of years. I recently used ChatGPT to ask for a recommendation for a venue in Amsterdam for an event of 200 people. It gave me 4 specific locations. You know, I don't even have to look at the others anymore because, it helps me. And this is really going to change the way we do business, both from customer perspective, but also for hotel perspective, with tools like this to come up. And we shouldn't be naive and thinking, it will not touch our industry, because it will in the end.
Yeah. Maybe we're late, but it will. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I think looping us right back then to where we said what is the value of meeting revenue and its importance to the hotel, probably a lot more than they think it is.
Yeah.
And it probably could be a lot more than they're actually aware of what it could be.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate your time, Constance. We've kept you on here a little bit longer than expected, but it's fascinating to hear. I mean, you guys are right at the kind of the forefront. You've got lots of experience. You're working with lots of hoteliers in this space. You're seeing how this is changing. And I think the overall message I'm taking out of this is the world is changing. The meeting space is changing. Those hoteliers that change, they'll be maximizing the revenue and optimizing their revenue, and they'll be sitting there a lot happier while everyone else is just kind of scrabbling around trying to work out, how do I deal with all these inquiries and which ones should I get to first? Mm-hmm. So I think, change is to be embraced, but easier said than done, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah, very true.
But thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Most welcome.
You're welcome. Take care.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Peter and Mark for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.